Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Later this half hour, we'll have an exclusive interview with Soyo Oka. Right now, though, please enjoy some great music that Soyo Oka composed for Super Mario Kart. Miss Oka composed the music for many games at Nintendo, including Super Mario Kart, Pilot Wings, and the Super Nintendo version of SimCity.
I'm Soyo Oka, and you are listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. View an extensive playlist of all the great music you're hearing tonight just by heading on over to jpopexchange.net. In just about 10 minutes, we'll have an exclusive interview with composer Soyo Oka. Right now, though, here's some great music that Miss Oka composed for SimCity on the Super Nintendo, a personal favorite of mine. Enjoy. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.
Thank you.
Joining us right now is Soyo Oka, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Hi, Miss Oka. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Hi, こちらこそこのような機会をありがとうございます。
Thank you very much for this opportunity. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank the American people. I just wanted to mention that I recently released a chiptune album, and it has the most views in the US. So I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you very much.
ありがとうございます。
If you do not mind, please tell us something about where you were born and where you grew up. Was it in a large city or a smaller town?
出身は、0歳から8歳までは
I was born in Setagaya-ku, Tokyo, a quiet residential area near Shibuya and Shinjuku, and I lived there from birth until I was 8. At the age of 8, I moved to Nishinomiya City, Hyogo Prefecture, due to my father's work, and this is also a quiet residential area near the city.Right between Osaka and Kobe.
住宅地って感じで、まあ、これもまあ都会かなと思います。
Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
東京に住んでる時ですね、まあ、幼少期なんですけれども、お隣の、まあ、幼なじみの、まあ、子供の
When I was living in Tokyo, I used to visit my friend, who lived next door, every day. His mother was a piano teacher, and her school was quite prosperous. So the sound of her students and the teacher's piano echoed throughout the day. And I think it was very good for the development of my sense of sound in my childhood. I started piano lessons there when I was almost 4 years old.My friend's mother suddenly became a piano teacher.
になりました。まあ友達のママがまあ突然ピアノの先生になったっていう感じでした。
Please tell us about your musical studies and training.
はい。で、その先ほどのですね、東京のピアノの先生にまあ8歳までは習ってたんですけれども、まあその後は、お引越しをしたので。
I took piano lessons from that teacher in Tokyo until I was 8 years old. The school in Tokyo was only for piano, but there were many children who were composing on the piano, or electone. And this was the first place that stimulated me to compose. When I was in junior high school, I used to compose pieces for violin and piano, and perform them myself.
刺激的な場所であったと思います。で、まあ私も中学生の頃になる時にはですね、バイオリンとピアノのデュオ曲などを作って、まあ自作自演とかしていました。
How and when did you decide to pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
はい、そうですね。ピアノを習ったような、で、クラシックから現代音楽までを学ぶような流れで、で、大学ではもっぱらスコアを書いて、ピアノや室内楽系の演奏家に作品を。
When I was very young, like when I learned to play the piano, I had some ambitious thoughts that I wanted to be a great musician. Then, when I was in my third year of music college, and I majored in composition at the college, studying classical and contemporary music, I also rented a studio in my hometown and did some recording work.And also did a kind of multiple recording at home. In those days, it wasn't easy for students to change to expensive Macintosh computers, and so they could not compose music on their computers. So they mainly used Roland, Yamaha, and other electronic musical instruments as a medium for experimentation. I took a used computer that a friend had given me, and I loaded it.With Japanese composing software and tone software, and brought it into the studio and used it to make a synthesizer, which was quite popular at the time, like the Yamaha 7. I composed songs on the synthesizer that I had made and recorded them, and I had a lot of fun.
まあ、同期して、まあ、楽しむ感じでした。で、私はその、まあ、大学生時代にはですね、なんか友達にございました。
Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music, how do you progress from inspiration to creation?
作曲の依頼を受けてからで今の時代は、まあ、iPhone などの、あの録音機能にですね周りに
When I am asked to compose a piece of music, I often start composing by playing the piano. In the past, I usually took a notebook out of my bag, drew a line, and wrote a note on it. I think many people don't mind if I forget a melody by the time I get home, but I always forget, so I try to keep a record of it. It depends on the type of music. For rhythmic songs, I start with the bass and drums, and for other songs,I start with the chord instruments and the bass, and then I input the music into the computer. I use Macintosh, not Windows.
けど、あの、私は必ず忘れるので、なるべく記録するようにはしています。で、その後は、まあ、曲の種類にもよるんですけれども、リズミックな曲の場合は、ベースやドラムから、で、そうでないような曲は、まあ、コード楽器とベースなどから、あの、DAW っていうんですかね、その、デスクトップミュージック、つまり、まあ、コンピューターに、入力をしていくっていう作業になります。で私は、Mac が好きで、Windows ではなくて、Macintosh を使用しております。
Who are your musical influences?
小さい時から、まあ、ピアノをやっていたので、いっぱいありますよね。で、
I have been playing the piano since I was a child.And the composer who had the greatest influence on me first was Chopin, by far. I think my favorite piece is the first movement of Piano Sonata No. 2. But I also play the Fantasy Impromptu and many other etudes. And I really liked the Revolution, the Wooded Wasteland, and the one from Edo Bay.Polonaise, Polonaise Hero, and well, there are many waltzes and so on, which I really loved. I really liked Russian and French composers of the modern era, and Japanese artists such as Ryuichi Sakamoto. I also liked Akiko Yano, Tomoko Onuki, and Saeko Suzuki. And I also liked Chick Corea.And Lyle Mays, who was a musician in the Pat Metheny group. I was also influenced by Lyle Mays as a solo artist, and I played his music by ear for a while. Other than that, when I was in high school, I was really into Queen, and even though I was studying to enter a classical music composition college, I was secretly listening to rock music behind the scenes. I really liked Queen the most.When I was a senior in high school, Queen came to Japan, and I went to their live concert, and Freddie Mercury was still alive, and I was very impressed. I was listening to Aerosmith, Eagles, and Culture Club, and I was having a lot of fun talking with my friends. I think so, but I think I was the most active member of the group.
で、まあ、クイーンから始まって、まあ、高校にたくさんそういう海外のロックをが大好きな人が、まあ、たまたま周りにいっぱいいたので、まあ、そのお友達とかと、まあ、情報交換しながらですね、まあ、当時は、ポール・マッカートーニーさんとかエアロスミスとかイーグルスカルチャークラブマイク・スティーシーとかザ・カーズとか非常にざーっと聞いてる感じがありましたね。割とその洋楽を聞いてなんか友達と話してる時間がとっても楽しかったかなと思います。でもやっぱり一番はクイーンでした。
What music do you listen to?
まあ、昔から今も、クラシックやジャズは、まあ、好きなので、普通に聴いてます。で、昔よりも、
Well, I have always liked classical music and jazz, so I still listen to them. I'm a publisher of a music instructional book in Japan.And when I revise the book, I have to replace popular songs with new ones. And since I have to copy them by ear, I sometimes fall in love with the artist and listen to other songs by them.
まあ、出版させていただいてるんですけども、本の改訂の時に、まあ、流行りの歌の曲を差し替え作業があるんですね。で、その時に、まあ、そのままやっぱり、まあ、耳コピーをしなきゃいけないので、まあ、そのアーティストが好きになって他の曲持って聴いてしまうっていうこともあります。で、最近は、まあ、ちょっと昔の ミュージシャンの YMO もね、聞いたりしてましたね。
How did you become involved with composing music for Nintendo?
あ、これは普通に就職活動で。
It was the summer of my fourth year at university, and I was looking for a job. I took an employment examination and received a job offer.
で、内定をいただいたっていう流れです。
Please tell us about the scoring process behind the game Super Mario Kart. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved? What were your experiences? I would love to hear your memories of working on that soundtrack.
私は、スーパーマリオカートに関しましては作曲で音色サンプリング効果音を、担当して制作させていただきました。で、後輩の坂東太郎くんっていう人が、サウンドプログラミングで効果音を担当という感じです。
For Super Mario Kart, I was in charge of composition, tone sampling and sound effects.And my junior, Taro Bando, was in charge of sound programming and sound effects. I'd never seen a go-kart like that before, but I'd seen pictures of it and thought it looked cute and toy-like when driven by a grown man. And since the characters in the game were supposed to be Mario and his friends, I thought it wouldn't be a good fit for an exciting rock band. I knew that rock music would not be a good fit.But after talking with the director, we decided that we wanted something with a cheerful groove, so we decided to go with a Latin style.
ロックは合わないんだろうなとは思ってました。で、確かディレクターさんとお話をして、明るい、こう、ノリのいいものがいいよねっていうことで、で、ラテン風で行こうみたいな、ことが多分早い段階で方向性が決まってたので、私は非常に作りやすかったかなと思います。
Please tell us about the scoring process behind the game SimCity for the Super Nintendo. I have fond nostalgic memories of playing this game with family. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved in a project like this? What were your experiences with this project?I would love to hear your memories of working on that soundtrack as well.
SimCity も随分昔の話なので、担当ディレクターとどういう話をしたかっていうのは、ちょっとこっちは記憶にあまりないんですけれども、でも、すごく自由に作曲をさせて。
Well, SimCity was a long time ago, so I don't remember much about what kind of discussion I had with the director in charge of SimCity. But I remember that I was very free to compose the music.The game is a process of quietly and calmly building a city. So I think we aimed to create ambient music that would not call attention to itself and would not distract the audience. I remember that rhythm instruments appeared only after the city becomes a metropolis. And as the city gradually grew from a village to a megalopolis, the music grew with it, gradually becoming more and more complex.But in fact, in addition to the main melody, there was a simple village or city melody in the background of the music. I had actually put in different melodies in the background of the songs from the village and city stages. I thought this would help create a sense of unity, but it didn't really stand out. And now I wonder if I could have come up with some ideas for variations of the same melody in a more noticeable way.
入れてたんですけども、それでなんか自分なりに統一感を出せればいいなと思ってたんですけど、あんまり目立ってなくて、もうちょっと。
Loop 816. Can you tell us about this album?
数年前から、オールドゲームに類似するような BGM の依頼が来るように、なってきました。で、ゲームを作っているところとか、チップチューンを意識したアルバムを制作しているところなど、いろいろございました。で、そのうちの一方は、数年前当時、キャラクター関係の企画をされていたんですけれども、やはり音楽もオールドゲーム系ということで、依頼されて、数曲ね、
A few years ago, I started getting requests on blogs for music similar to what was in the old games, and there were various companies that were making games with that musical style or producing chiptune albums, etc.One of the companies was working on a character-related project a year ago, and they asked us to produce music for an old-school game. And we produced each song and presented it to them. However, after that, there seemed to be various troubles, such as with the commercial rights of the character being taken away for some reason, and it could not be used. The character was a cute bear named Otakakuma, and he was the mascot for a company called, well, Pocket Vision. And Mr. Shimatsu-san helped me a lot with the production of the album. When I was in my 20s, I was making 8-bit music for Nintendo in the early days of the company, but I was very inexperienced. I'd like to continue this kind of activity in the future. Whenever I have a new song, I'll let you know on Twitter. So I would appreciate it if you would follow me on Twitter.
むしろ若い皆さんの方がエキスパートなんではないのかしらと思ったりもするんですけれども。
Is there anything you would like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
まあ、任天堂っていうと、私にとっては、まあ、かなりの過去のお話なんですよね。で、まあ、数々の大ヒット作品に関わらせていただいたわけなんですけ
ど。Well, Nintendo is a long time ago for me. It is a story of the past. I was involved in many big hits, and I thought I was very lucky to be involved in such a great game. At the time, there was no internet, and I had no idea what the reaction to the background music would be. So I had no idea what to expect. If I could go back in time, I'd like to tell the me at the time what would happen to me if I could time leap. Thank you very much to all of you.
私にですね、まあ、タイムリープすることができるんだったら、まあ、こんなことになったわよっていうのをね、まあ、ちょっと教えてあげたいなっていうのは、ちょっと最近思ったりしてます。皆さん、本当にありがとうございます。
Thank you again, Ms. Oka, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Right now, I'm excited to share with you some great music from Soyo Oka's album titled Loop 816. Right now, from that album, here's Loop 8A. View an extensive playlist of all the great music you're hearing tonight. just by heading on over to jpopexchange.net. You've been listening to great music from Soyo Oka's album, Loop 816. Right now from that album, here's Loop 16A.
J-Pop Exchange will be right back.